China pledged today to work more openly with international health officials investigating severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. The sometimes fatal illness is believed to have started in China, and the country has had the most cases of SARS, 806, and the most deaths, 34. Worldwide, there have been more than 1,500 cases and 53 deaths. Health experts have criticized China for being too slow to reveal information on the disease spread. Beijing knew of cases back in November, but the government maintained a news blackout until recently. Now some ordinary Chinese people are also questioning the government's role. We have two reports on SARS, the first from NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.
It's lunchtime on the campus of one of Beijing's top universities, and groups of undergraduates sit chatting over their bowls of steaming beef noodles. Beijing is 1,000 miles from what appears to be the origin of the disease near the southern city of Guangzhou. But yesterday, Beijing health officials admitted that SARS has spread to the nation's capital and that three people have died of it. Yet this campus at least appears calm. The nonchalance of one undergraduate who goes by the English name Christine seems typical of the mood.
Perhaps the government has some mistakes, but now I think this disease has been under control. It's okay. I'm not worried about it at all.
Christine's friend Susan shakes her head. She says, of course, a few hundred cases are no reason to panic. But with a frankness rarely expressed openly by Chinese people, Susan says not only should the public be worried about the disease, but also about how badly the government is informing people.
I think I totally don't agree with the government. I feel like I don't get enough information, and I don't know what is going on.
Susan is particularly critical when she compares the Chinese government's unwillingness to share information with the transparency of Hong Kong, also hit badly by the disease. Though now part of China, the former colony has maintained its British legal system and free press.
I heard that like the primary school and secondary schools are closed in Hong Kong. But in China, because people don't know they are in danger, so they are not doing anything. People are still traveling all over China, and no one is wearing surgical masks. Like, no one is protecting themselves because they don't know they are in danger.
It's not clear if such stringent measures are necessary. Given China's delay in announcing details of those hit by the disease, no one knows. But it is known, for instance, that one Chinese doctor from Guangzhou who went to Hong Kong in February infected several other people who then carried the disease to other destinations around the world. There's concern also that travelers within China could be spreading the disease all around the country, where lack of awareness and lack of transparency mean their cases have still not been picked up. Robert Breiman is one of a group of specialist doctors in a delegation from the World Health Organization visiting Beijing this week.
I think too early to tell for sure which direction this is going. China is a big country, and we need to observe what is going on in the other provinces to be confident that the outbreak is decelerating rather than accelerating.
To that end, the Chinese government today said that it will provide the WHO with daily reports of SARS cases from every province in China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.